The first thing we have is a four-measure intro. Here's what it sounds like. Starting off with my third and first strings, fourth fret. You can use your second and third fingers there if you'd like to. Along with it, we will hit the sixth string. And you'll notice my sixth string is muted, as will be my fifth and possibly my fourth for most of the song. So we have all of this together. The next, you'll hear the top string, fourth fret. Then release everything, give me the fifth string open, followed by the first fret with the first finger. And then we go to a B7 chord. I won't need the full thing. I'll just need the fifth string second fret with my second finger, the fourth string first fret with my first finger, and the third string second fret with my third finger. We'll start there, play the fifth string by itself, and then we'll play the fourth and second strings together, followed by the third string by itself, and I'll play that with the index finger of the picking hand. And then I'll play the fifth and first strings together, followed by my second string, second fret with my fourth finger. Then I'll play the fourth string again with a thumb pick, followed by the first string open, and when I hit it, release everything in the hand as we get ready for this next passage, which is... So I just hit the first string open. I'll follow that with a sixth string open. And then we have this. Now this is an E7 chord, and for this my second finger's on the fifth string in the second fret, and my first finger's on the third string in the first fret. I'm going to play just the fifth and third strings together, and for this in the picking hand I'll use the thumb pick and the middle finger, and then what you're hearing there is the index finger striking that fourth string open. Then hit the sixth string open, and we go to this. This is the A7 chord. For this, my first finger is on the fourth string in the second fret, and my third finger is on the fifth string in the fourth fret. The third string should be open. With the picking hand, I'm playing the fourth and third strings using my index and middle finger, followed by the fifth string using the thumb pick. So this measure, if we take it from that sixth string open, we have this. Finally, the fourth measure is this. I'm back to that E7 chord, and I'm hitting the sixth, fourth, and third strings together. Then hit the second string open, followed by a hammer-on using your third or fourth finger onto the second fret, and then the first string open. From here, we go into the first verse. So let's take a look at it.